Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, November 6, 2019. We have some office drama on the show when one of our coworkers got Annie a gift that came with, what do they call it? It came with
stipulations.
Thank you, producer Dan. Kennedy and another awkward moment on a date. I come to the show injured today. And what is the song that has been ruined for you by a relationship? Kennedy, it was the fall of 1999. It was Halloween night.
Oh, boy.
My girlfriend, Kathy, went out to the club dressed as Sandy. And she hooked up with Danny. They were dressed up as Grease characters. Meanwhile, I was at home babysitting her daughter while she was cheating on me. And this was on the radio.
Oh, Carson.
Matchbox 20, 3 a.m. It's 3 a.m. I must be lonely because Sandy is hooking up with Danny and I'm babysitting Sandy's kid. Forever ruining the song for me.
And there you have it.
617-931-1234. What song is forever ruined because of a relationship, Kennedy?
Oh, me?
Yes.
Well, I hated it to begin with, so it doesn't make it too hard, but that song from Jack Johnson, Banana Pancakes, because I still have that damn tattoo on my arm.
I can't believe you said that.
Oh, it gives me hives.
Oh, what a song. Banana Pancake lyrics tattooed on her arm.
That's going to be tough to beat.
You're so hard, Kennedy. You are so hard.
You're damn right.
Kayla, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going good. What song is forever ruined because of a relationship?
So it's not totally about a relationship. It's my sister's. Is that all right?
That's fine.
All right. So when I was much younger, my sisters are like 15 and almost 20 years older than me, so I know a lot of good music because of them, but I also know a lot of annoying songs. Anyways, we were in the car, and I don't know, they kind of ganged up on me a bit about something, so they decided to really, you know, worsen my mood, and they started playing Paradise by the Dashboard Light, which at the time I'd never heard it before. Yeah, and I was like, what is this? Like, let's listen to, I don't know, Spice Girls, right? But my three sisters were in the car with me, and they sang out every single part and acted it out. And then to this day, when I hear that song, I just get so incredibly frustrated for that ride.
Because it's like a 7-minute song.
No, this song is like so 8 minutes
I never
long.
It felt so right.
But there ain't no doubt about it.
That's
cool. I actually like that song.
It's
a great song.
Oh, I like that song. All right, thank you, Kayla. We appreciate that. Yeah. Let's see. Let me go here, and I think I have. I'll tell you what. I don't want to take that one just yet. I want to wait on that one. I have Vita. Vita, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. What song is forever ruined by a relationship?
Your song by Elton John.
Oh, that is a heartbreaking song.
It really is.
What happened?
So, pretty sad love story. I traveled after my about my master's in Europe. I met a British boy who fell in love with me. He wanted to get married. I said, no, I'll move to London instead. So we live this happy, like, wonderful, lovely, loving life. And, then I said I wanted to move back to the States, and he didn't want to. And so that was the end of that relationship. We loved watching Moulin Rouge together.
Oh, it was the Moulin Rouge version.
Yes. Oh, it's just, like, so much better with, like, Ewan McGregor singing and Nicole Kidman. I mean, it'll melt anyone's heart, really. So, you know, every time that comes on, I just have a little tear in the corner.
I'm sorry, Vita. All right, well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate that, Vita. Let me see. I have our dear friend B-Side. Good morning, B-Side.
Good morning, guys.
All right, what song is it forever ruined by a relationship?
Nickelback's Far Away.
What?
It's a good one.
I feel like Nickelback just ruins everything with this.
Oh, I love Nickelback.
Oh, what happened? Okay, you don't have to go there. Never mind. That's okay. Yeah, I don't want you to get upset. I don't want you to tell me.
All right, we'll turn it down because I can't have her crying.
Wow, is this a fresh wound?
No.
It happened an hour ago, Carson. Leave me alone.
It just makes my breakfast want to come up.
man. All right.
My fiance at the time dedicated that song to me, and we lived in different cities. Mm. And at the time, what I didn't know was that he was living with one of his ex-girlfriends.
Oh.
And was still with her and with a coworker of his. Wow. While I was away, planning on moving
far away. All right.
Well, it sounds like you dodged a bullet. So,
well, thank you, B-side. Thank you, B-side. I do like that song. Far away. All right, one last one, Kennedy.
Go on.
Let's check in with Bella. Bella, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. What song is it that is forever ruined by a relationship?
Do You Want to Build a Snowman from the Frozen soundtrack.
What?
How is that even possible?
No one should ruin that song for
what
you.
What are you talking? What happened?
Let's just say that I was a good little Christian girl, and I had no concept of what Netflix and chill was, and I had to peace out real fast.
Oh, bro.
Do you want to build a snowman?
So, I'm just trying to watch the movie.
So, in other words, his building a snowman was different than yours.
Yes, I would say so.
That's the best story I've ever heard.
I can't even watch it anymore.
Oh. No.
Is that a carrot? It
makes me so upset.
Don't let any man ruin Frozen for you. That's a classic.
That is so crazy.
Have to be a snowman.
And what kind of guy uses Frozen as an aphrodisiac?
No,
I just don't even understand that.
It's a weird move for sure.
Well, thank you, Bella. You win the day.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
We have some drama with another show on our radio station, Kennedy.
Well, you're starting the drama.
Right.
Let's be honest.
I am not starting the drama. This
you
just
brought this to the table.
It unfolded in front of me, and I just brought it to your attention.
And you're nosy, and we're listening. So
I just happened to be there when it happened, and there was definitely some tension between the two of them when I asked this question.
What are you talking about?
You make stuff
there,
up.
No, I am not making this up. And again, we're going to get Danielle from the afternoon show with Greg and Fred on here in just a moment. But I don't know if you heard, but last Friday it was Annie's birthday.
I don't know how you
did it. It's true. And Danielle gave Annie a pair of tickets to go to a Celtics game coming up, I think, in December.
Yep.
Which is awesome.
Such
Annie
good,
loves
yeah.
the Celtics. I mean, she is a Celtics stan, and I'm here for that.
Thank you.
And so when she got the tickets, I was like, man, that is awesome. Have you thought about who you're going to take? Now, Danielle was sitting there when I said this, and Annie kind of looked at Danielle, and Danielle turned and looked back at Annie, and you can see there was this awkward moment of, oh, am I taking you? Am I not taking you? Danielle,
who felt awkward, Carson?
Danielle, am I making this up that there was an awkward moment there when I asked that question?
Not awkward, but then it was the first time I questioned, oh, wait, maybe I won't be going to this game.
So you thought when you gave her the tickets that she was going to ask you to go?
I guess I kind of assumed, yeah.
Okay, so can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Then, all right, this is more of a statement, Danielle. did you, so I feel as though you bought her a birthday present for you.
No, but I feel, here's the thing. If you buy someone tickets to something, they're obviously for that person. But if you also like the thing that you're buying for them, it's just assumed that they would take you.
You're terrible. You are terrible, Danielle.
But to be fair to Danielle,
to be fair,
you know I'm a fair girl. Every time I've received tickets, whether it's to a concert, to a Celtics game, to anything, I always want to bring the person because it was so nice of them to purchase the tickets for me. That's right. I've never even questioned that in my head. Carson, if you bought me tickets to a Celtics game, I'd be like, do you want to go?
But I wouldn't buy them for you thinking that you were going to invite me.
Yeah, I got to tell you, if I bought you postie tickets, there's no way in hell I'm going.
But I would ask you, of course, I'd be like, I'd really love for you to come with me. You did this nice thing for me. I want you to come.
And that's nice of you to think that. It is. But I could tell when I asked the question about, you know, have you thought about who you're going to take? And then I looked at Danielle, and Danielle was like, well, yeah, she's taking me.
No, Carson wanted to stir the pot because he was like, well, I mean, we could have like a competition and I could go because like I'm available that day as well.
I'm just saying, I'm a Celtics stan as well. Why can't I go? How come
Carson's like, but I'm up for grabs. So like,
I think Danielle and I should go. You should just give the tickets to us. She
it's
bought
my birthday.
Yeah, but she thought she was going and I'm a fan
too. Wait, so now you're saying yes, bring someone. You've lost your freaking mind. Carson. Get it together.
Put it this way. If she didn't bring me, I'd be a little hurt, but I don't think it would be disrespectful for her to bring someone else.
Well, of course it isn't disrespectful. You gave it to her as a gift. Therefore, it has nothing to do with you.
No, but I get it, though. True. If I got Celtics tickets, and I also like the Celtics, and I got them for somebody, I would kind of want to go. I wouldn't be offended if they brought somebody else, but I'm like, yeah, I want to go.
Well, then why don't you buy them the tickets and say, I bought tickets for us to go.
It's probably what
because
I would have done.
They could bring someone else. I'm not going to force her to bring me, but if she asked me to go, then obviously I would want to go.
I mean, they're friends. She likes the Celtics. She put up for the tickets. So I don't see why it's a big deal.
All right, real quick. So this is Danielle from the afternoon show, and she bought Annie a pair of tickets for the Celtics game in December, and it sounds like she bought them because she wanted to go with her.
She bought herself a present.
She bought herself a present.
Thank you so much.
Now, what if somebody gave you like $100 or a gift card? Would you feel like obligated to take
Carson, that is completely different.
No, but if they bought you a dinner gift card, would you feel obligated to take them to the 99?
No. But if it's to an event, then yeah, I just automatically go to that person.
My stomach hurts.
Next time Carson gets me anything for like my birthday, or anything, I know, I'm going to have to bring it.
Don't you dare.
Carson, you
want
to go
no good deed goes unpunished around here.
You're exactly right.
Well, don't say anything near Patty Potstirrer over here. Don't say anything in the room with Carson.
Yeah. Danielle, have you learned nothing?
I was
about being in our office.
A text from the 508. So if you buy somebody scratchies, are you required to share the big money?
That is completely different. But yes, I want a percentage if I buy scratchies.
Annie, you're so kind.
All right. Thank you, Danielle.
Thanks, girl.
Thank you, Danielle.
All right. You can check Danielle with Craig and Fred every afternoon.
Friends like that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
First, Kennedy's Conundrum. I do like the name of that. I feel like that should have an open.
Right.
Okay.
Kennedy's Conundrum. We're just nosy when it comes to your dating life, and I appreciate you sharing it all with us. So what is your conundrum here?
So I went out on a date with a guy last week, and he suggested a certain restaurant. This restaurant is trash.
Yeah, you don't eat there.
And I didn't know how to say no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I sort of said, well, maybe I tried to change it in that, like, because of location differences. Mm-hmm. Why don't we meet in, you know, the middle and we could go
this
here.
Place.
So when you say it's trash, is it you don't like the style of food, or it's just a crappy restaurant and gets like one stars on Yelp?
It's just not a good restaurant.
Right.
I had eaten there once before, sure. And let's just say it did not end well.
Right.
It has a reputation.
Yes. Oh, and you know this place.
So,
yes.
You know this place.
And
okay.
It would have been uncouth to say, I don't particularly care for that place.
I don't
eat somewhere else.
I don't want to die of food poisoning. That didn't cross your mind?
I don't. No.
I don't like salmonella with my chicken?
No. Well, no.
Did none of those things cross your mind?
No, because it was, you know, kind of... It's early on in this thing, and I don't, you know?
You don't want to rock the boat.
It's okay.
Yeah, and while I'm not trying to be, you know, again, it's just another arrangement, so I don't really...
You're not trying to be
I can't believe you are afraid to say something like this.
I just...
Like, you're not afraid to say anything. You'll say what's on your mind, so...
Only with us.
But I feel like because you know he enjoys it so much...
Yes.
...that you didn't want to, like...
This person said, yes, that it's...
Is it their favorite restaurant?
Yes, to them.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a bit of a drive, too, for me.
Uh-huh.
And I... Went.
And just did you eat dinner?
Yeah. I choked down a bit.
How did it go?
Little mozz sticks. I tried to stay with things that couldn't mess up. You know, stuff that goes in the deep fryer. little mozzarella.
So,
little fried ravioli.
Know that they have trash taste in food?
No. Why would I say such a thing?
Like, are they already aware?
Well, I think, you know, I think sometimes, especially here, where people have lived in the same place all their lives, mm-hmm. and they don't really move around very much, and they've got the places that maybe they went to as children, or you know, that's just their go-to place mm-hmm. that they've been mm-hmm. to. And I don't want to trash on their tastes.
We had a place like that when we went to down to Lana's class reunion.
Yes.
And we went back home. And they have some of their favorite local restaurants.
Yes.
And there was this one particular one that they're like, oh, we have to go, we have to go, we have to go. And I just recall from before when we went thinking it wasn't good. And this time, like, somebody got sick. And I said to Lana afterwards, I was like, I know the family loves that restaurant, but we should never go in there again because we may not come out alive.
That's when you just get salads.
Right. Even the salad was brown, is what I'm saying. You know, like the wilty lettuce stuff.
So when do you eat a sandwich beforehand?
So I feel fine today because I stuck with the mozzarella sticks.
Right.
But I just feel like...
You just got to tell him.
You know, like I said, this isn't something that's going to be forever. So at the end of the day...
The relationship?
Oh, yeah. No, this is an arrangement.
Or the restaurant. It's going to get closed down.
I need you to hear me. Arrangement.
That probably is going to happen.
Like, that's the restaurant when you walk into, you make the person you're going with that wanted to go there walk over and look at the health report score. When you said 74, leave immediately.
I don't care. I don't think they care about such things.
No.
So, once again, I'm a terrible date.
No, you're a good one because you still went.
I did. I sucked it up and I went.
I would have said, we're going somewhere else.
Well, I tried, but you know. I did, what am I going to
say? I think it was nice of you.
Yeah.
I'm never going to see him again.
I think that's smarter.
Aside from the restaurant, things went off the rails. I didn't.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I am playing injured this morning, Kennedy. I want to apologize to you.
Carson, you come in here injured at least once
honestly,
a month.
Honestly, this one's good, though.
I can't keep up with all of these injuries. This one was not from basketball, believe it or not.
Wow.
I know. You know, I am a military veteran. I was in the Army. I was an airborne paratrooper. I have been trained in the low crawl. I can dig a foxhole. I can throw a grenade. I've worked...
That was 25 years ago.
It's been a long time. You don't forget those things, Kennedy. Those things stay with you for life.
Feel like you did.
I would tell you what I did when I was in the military, but because of the special background security clearance
right,
I had,
have
I'd have to kill you, and I don't want to do that this morning. And yesterday, I injured myself playing laser tag with my 8-year-old son.
Oop, there it is.
I can add this to the list, you guys, because it's a list.
So he has these really cool laser tag things. I think Santa brought them last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like you would imagine. And you don't have to wear the goofy vest anymore. The laser tag thingies on the top of the gun. So when you shoot the laser at the other person, if you hit it X amount of times, it goes. And they're just fun. So usually when he comes at me to play laser tag, I try and do the dad move, and I play from the chair.
Sure.
Right? Because my chair swivels.
Pew,
so I'm like turning my chair. I'm like almost, I'm in an airplane. And he's running all over the house, which is I think it's a pretty smart move.
Oh, that's an excellent dad move. My dad used to do stuff like that all the time.
Right.
Can do it from the recliner with his legs up.
He's like the guy that sits on his porch and has a rope tied to the swing and just pulls it.
I never thought of putting the recliner up. I'm in my recliner.
Extra defense.
Wow.
Just blew his mind, Dan.
Gotta take lessons from your dad. Seasoned veteran.
It's an OG, dude.
Right. So, and that lasts about 5 minutes. And then he's like, Dad, you got to get up and play. I'm like, all right. And so when I play, the reason he loves to play is because I go into full military mode. I'm like running across the living room, throwing myself, doing spins, low crawls, all of that, right? And he is laughing uncontrollably as I'm trying to do all these military moves. So at one point, I decide last night that I'm going to use the stairway as almost like a foxhole.
And your stairway is all hardwood floors, right?
And of course.
There's no little rugs on it or anything.
Right, and I'm not wearing my combat boots at this moment. I happen to have on a pair of socks.
Well, you're home. If you were in your combat boots, that'd be weird.
You went up wooden stairs with socks on? That scares me just thinking about it.
So I'm at the stairs going downstairs. So he runs, and he doesn't know where I am. So I quick make my move, and I run down the stairs, and then I hide, and I kind of... I'm up against the wall, right? I got the move going, and I'm holding the weapon close. And I mean, even because there's lights on, and you can see the lights because we've turned off some of the lights in the house. And so I'm trying to hide the lights. And just as I hear him start to make his move, I'm like a cat.
Are you, though?
Ready to pounce.
Ready to pounce.
On your 8-year-old.
And I go to take a step, and I misjudge the step, and I jam my toe against the step. I fly up the stairs. The gun smashes against, there's a wall there. It like puts a hole in the wall. And then my kneecap goes off the top step.
Amazing.
Military trained assassin.
Look, I realize that I'm not worried about your knee, but what did Lana do when you punched a hole in her wall?
So then she comes around. She's like, what are you doing? Like, nothing, drill sergeant.
Army training, sir.
Flashbacks. Like, don't yell at me. I'm hurt.
You put a hole in my wall.
So
someone's getting their MREs rationed for the next week.
So I manage, the medic gets me to the sofa. They got to get an ice pack out of the freezer. We ice pack the knee. And now it looks like I have a golf ball size kneecap. And it cracked my toenail. So my toenail is now, my big toenail is cracked.
Okay, yes, but do you have to go to the Home Depot and get speckle today?
No. Did Barrett go in for the kill is the question.
Right.
Did he finish you off?
While I was
the game's not over.
I just want to see Barrett standing above you and be like, hmm.
Yeah, as I'm laying on the couch with the ice pack, he's like, doop, 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 doop. And my gun goes, ram, 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 ram.
Well, this is why there's no 50-year-old paratroopers.
Solid.
51.
We give you the benefit of the doubt every time.
Trying to round down for you.
Right. Don't let us.
Play yourself.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.